Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. For this hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you want to peak performance for your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane. We'll do Tree Card 94 only at Sunoco. Are you ready? Are you ready to apologize to Dave Dombrowski for his offseason? Lizardo looks like an all-star. Kepler helping them. Good at bat in the ninth inning. Even keeping Taiwan Walker has worked out for this baseball team as the Phillies are 22-15. I'm very disappointed in the Twitter response today. Our Twitter question, of course, is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. A lot of stubborn Douglases over here on the Twitter response. 89% say they're not ready to apologize to Dave Dombrowski. This is ridiculous. I mean, I get some people out there just want to be stubborn, but 89%.
I just want to say to the people out there in Twitter land, I'm proud of y'all. I mean, this is tough. I understand that there's a lot of times that we have vision that others just don't see. And sometimes it's lonely when you stand on these heels. It doesn't help that I'm blind. You know, it's just lonely. And I appreciate you today for making the right choice in this matter. Ain't apologizing for what? For doing your job? Of course not. Of course not.
See, you know what this is? That I think part of it is this. There's a lot of people won't admit that they were too hard on them. So we had a couple people to say, I don't have to apologize.
Never doubted them.
No, never doubted them. And then you got the Douglases over here of the world who think, and everyone's supposed to do their job super well all the time. And
they're supposed to.
Pretending that you didn't say a lot this offseason. They didn't do much. They
ran it back. That's my job, though. I got to be, you know, I have to be reactive to what I see.
And that's fair. And I'm not asking you to apologize for your take. You just apologizing to Dave.
You're the one that mockingly took the pledge.
Yeah.
No, I took the pledge and I meant it wholeheartedly.
No one
I'm not apologizing.
No one believed that in the moment, Hugh. You realize that, right?
I'm not apologizing.
Not a single person believed you. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines. And then we got to hear what Brandon Graham had to say yesterday on Good Morning Football. TVBG on yesterday. Herb in the news. What's up, Herb?
That was on 427.
Mm-hmm. But Herb having all those
problems. Boy, this should be interesting.
Yo, Herb.
What's up?
Hey, Herb.
What's up, Joe?
What's up, Herb?
What's up, man?
Hi. Everybody, I keep trying to explain to you guys about the Phillies. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've been talking about this all year, even before spring training, during the winter, okay? Mm-hmm. I told you last week. I spoke with Ruben Amaro, and it seems like that's why they're doing what I said they had to do. Stay in the zone. Don't chase pitches. Look for something that you can hit.
Right.
Either single, double, off the wall, or home run, whatever. Okay? And that's it. I think I saw some of the I had a game yesterday, so I couldn't go up and go watch this painter. But if I think next week I'm going to take a trip up there if they're up there.
Oh, a painter trip. You want to go, Hugh? You and Herb up to Lehigh Valley to see painter?
Just old Hugh and Herb.
Oh, yep. That Lehigh, little Coca-Cola Park?
My, my Phillies red. It's as red Santa Fe. You want to do that?
I like how Joe said me official, and he included you. Like you coming, Joe, if I go, you going too.
I'm looking at you riding in the front seat. Car to Philly. Yeah, fishing car to Philly.
Listen, if you guys want to do a show trip up to Lehigh Valley to watch Andrew Painter with Herb, I'm in. Okay? We're lock, stock, and barrel.
I'm driving, though.
No, Herb's driving. Herb's a driver.
I'll drive. Yeah,
he's the driver.
Drink. I'm not riding with you.
I don't drink when I take people up there.
Well, that's very good to hear.
I'm not worried about you drinking. I just want to drive.
Douglas.
Hey.
Douglas, you can drink, brother, but, you know, you can bring a few beers, you know, in the cooler.
Some road sodas?
That's what it's called, road soda.
Whatever you want.
All right, Herb. What are you thinking on Dabrowski? You want to say you're sorry?
Hey, I mean, you know, you do what you want to do. I know Dombrowski. You know what I mean? You know, like I say, okay, you don't want to give me a job? Fine. You know what I'm saying?
This is personal.
He knows about this a few years ago.
Of course he does,
yeah. About giving me a job.
Maybe he was Herb.
I could have had this team in the World Series if he would have gave me a job.
As the manager? Yes, the manager.
I really don't care. That. You know, so I don't, you know. On the bench. I'm sitting on a bench.
I'd love to see it. Herb, good phone call. We have a good weekend. Nice. What do you think the Phillies record would be right now if Herb was managing? Because, you know, typically we always say managers don't make that much of a difference in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Herb would.
They're 22-15 with Topper. With Herb, they'd be what?
We get some nice sound bites. That's for sure. I don't know.
Record would Topper. Would Herb.
Because I feel like if Herb was the manager,
yeah,
Herb might be a little bit too heavy-handed in his assessment.
I agree, but maybe you get more out of him.
But I don't know, man. I don't know, because I feel like you have to be, not saying that Herb isn't, but I think you have to be in tune with what the buttons you could push to make your team go.
Get your head out of your ass.
Yeah, I don't know. That might be a lot.
Would you say they'd be a few games worse with Herb or like significantly worse with Herb?
Oh, better.
Better.
Yeah. Kidding me? Dude's got fire.
You better keep your mouth down and shut, boy.
I don't know.
Seems like you're doubting Herb.
Well, I just don't know. Like, to be a coach, you got to be locked in and in tune to your players.
I know.
Well, he's also got to know his players' names.
Constellino.
And to drop Herb into that environment right away, I think it would take a while for them to adjust. That's all I'm saying. I like Herb. Yeah. I think it'd take a while to adjust.
It'd be the ultimate test to how much a manager matters or how much baseball teams just run on their own.
So this road trip, what kind of road sodas we going to get?
Whatever you want.
It's up to you. I mean, yeah. You're not driving.
Herb's got to take care of the driving. Bring a cooler with some road sodas, yep. And we're going up to Lehigh Valley.
I'm more of a cup guy. I just want to take a cup.
Well, you do whatever you want.
Man, just sip. Just be sipping.
That feels...
A couple gummies. Yeah. Chill out. Because
I was in a car with you when you had gummies, you left your phone in New Orleans.
And in Florida. You fell asleep.
Oh, that's true.
In the back seat.
So the last two times I was with you in a car when you had gummies, minutes. you left your car in New Orleans.
I left my phone, yeah.
And then you fell asleep the whole ride back from
like a baby, though.
And then he had a lot of trouble at the airport.
Oh, yeah, I was confused. That was a good day, though. Shout out to the lady that I don't know her name that helped me get through that moment. Because y'all think I'm playing. I'd have stayed in Florida.
Just to paint a picture, Hugh was staring at the screen as if it was in a different language to print his boarding pass. I mean, he was in a bad way.
Hey. He's getting, excuse me, sir, do you need help?
No. And I walked away and she said, what's wrong? And I was like, I can't do this. Not right now.
And then he smacked his head on the overhead in the plane.
That looked like it hurt so bad.
No, but she was like, I'll help you. No, she said, don't worry about it. No, you're good. I was like, I can't do this right now.
Yeah.
It was like, that was a bad day for me.
Yeah.
Because y'all was about to leave me there in Florida.
We would have had to.
I mean, what are we going to do? They're boarding the plane.
No, but it was funny.
We can't all be left behind.
Because you and Kyle went up to the kiosk. And y'all just thought, boop, 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 boop. And I'm like, oh.
It's not hard.
It was pretty simple.
It's all laid out there. It's idiot proof.
Can imagine when that woman got home. How did she do today? Well, I helped this pop who couldn't read the screen.
Like, thank you. I was like, I just stood there confused.
You imagine her reaction if she had let you go and they'd seen you get wheeled out of the airplane after you hit your head? She'd be like, oh.
That's my fault. That went to me.
I should have monitored this.
Hey, that was a good day, though. That was a good day.
It was a very good day. We all made it home in one piece.
You know, people had to have thought I was the biggest jerk for laughing at you when that happened.
I didn't even turn around when I hit my head. Because you were laughing so loud. I was like, I don't feel like dealing with that.
Yeah. Like, and as a good friend on my end of it, I texted Kyle. I was like, Kyle, look what's happening to Hugh right now. He's in a bad way.
The lady was like, are you okay?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Are you okay? Yeah, I'm good.
I'm not. I don't know where I am, but
I'm good.
Sure, I'm good. All right, before we get back to your phone calls, can we hear from BG Brandon Graham? What a week he's had here. He's at BG Day on Monday, and by Thursday, he's on Good Morning Football as one of their hosts. Here was him yesterday talking about the Eagles offense. Listen to what he said about how this thing might look in 2025 compared to last year.
Who do you got at number one?
You know who I got number one.
Yeah, you know who
I got. Because I believe them boys going back again.
They're going back again.
And I'm excited because, you know, with Jalen and those guys, AJ and Devontae, you see those catches that the boys making out there.
Yep.
And it's trending in this way. I feel like it's going to be more of a balanced offense this year. And they're going to get it all together. And, you know, the Eagles, my Eagles going back to the Super Bowl.
I like it.
My first take on that.
So the conversation was about the top wide receiver duos, and he chose AJ and Devontae, which is obviously a fair choice. They're one of the best. But he was at the end that caught my attention when he said he thinks it's going to be more of a balanced offense this season.
I think it has to be. You know, because you talk about every year we talk about the evolution of football and how it changes, the ebb and flow of the game. Last year, Saquon came in and we had to become more of a running team. And we benefited from that. But I think that when you look at the playoffs and the Super Bowl in particular, Jalen was a little bit more comfortable. It's time for Jalen to take that next step. And that's not to say that Saquon's going to be on the back burner and we're not going to run the ball. But Jalen has to evolve and grow a little bit more as a quarterback. Has to.
Well, that would be great, and it certainly would help the Eagles if they throw the ball more in terms of scoring more points and maybe protecting a defense that might not be as good. I keep hearing this, though, that they have to throw the ball more. Haven't they had their most success with Jalen when they don't throw it that much?
Well, this is what it is, Joe. You have to – the threat has to be there.
Well, yeah.
A consistent threat.
Yes.
So that doesn't necessarily say that you're going to go into a game and – throw the ball 50 times, but there might be a game where it calls for you to throw the ball 50 times. So it has to be, I look at it more like this. There has to be more of an ebb and flow because I feel like this year, and you saw it early on that for whatever reason, it was more run centric. It had to be for whatever reason that was. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what that was.
The passing game was to turn the ball over.
They had
a lot of turnovers.
Yeah, yeah. So I feel like going into every game, it has to be predicated on what the other team is trying to stop. Like, what pick your poison type deal.
Yeah.
And so Jalen has to go into it knowing that and knowing how he can, he has to pick his spots a little bit more.
So in the Super Bowl, that's exactly what they did, right? Because the Chiefs took away the run game, and Jalen had a great game. They threw the ball, and they threw it very effectively. I just think it's ironic. Like, we have a pretty decent amount of evidence. Hurts has been here for just 5 years. The more they throw it, the less they win. The more they run it, and it doesn't mean he doesn't throw. He's the quarterback. Like, in the Super Bowl last year, how many times did he throw the ball? 18, 20? But when he throws the ball a lot, it doesn't feel like they win as much as when they're a run. It reminds me a lot of the Seahawks or Russell Wilson. When he was young and they were more of a run team and he would do play action and his legs off all that, they won a lot of games.
Beast mode.
And then the team turned over and they're like, well, we're going to throw it more now. And they didn't win as much. I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure if I'm chomping at the bit to just throw the ball more.
I think that was Russ, too. Because there are stories.
I think you're right. Yep.
Stories of Cardinals starting to come out now where, Russ was a lot.
No, that's true.
I feel like they've been out for a while.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, but they're talking about it a lot more that, you know, when cats get older, it's like, oh, well, he used to do this, that, and the third. So I think it was a lot more of that. I think they did a good job early on of kind of tamping that down. But I think as Russ evolved and became Russell Wilson and became that dude, he probably tried to, you know, integrate himself more into
to
the offense.
Yep.
You know, and that's when Pete Carroll was like, hey, man, we got to do something about this.
We can talk about how much faith we have in the passing offense next season, and we will. But the reality is, I think that's the path for them to win.
Because the defense won't be the same?
The defense just statistically is likely to take a step back. Saquon Barkley is statistically likely to take a step back. If they're going to win games, they have to be able to pass well next season.
I think they're going to have to throw it better. I'm with you on that. And I we all see the defense not going to be the same. I guess I don't want to force this. Like, if we have to evolve to that, okay. I just feel like a lot of people are like, yeah, let's throw the ball from day one. We have a formula that won last year.
Sure.
Keep that going.
And I mean, look, the other side of it is, it might not just be as easy. Like, I don't know what's going to happen with Saquon, whether he's going to be a little bit worn down from the amount of touches, if he's going to stay healthy the entire time.
Or his offseason where he's everywhere every
Well,
minute.
Yeah, if he shows up fluffy, you know, we don't know.
He better not be fluffy.
He better not, I agree.
He's going to be fine.
But, like, I do think it's interesting because we're going to see, are teams going to sell out to stop Saquon and allow themselves to get beat by AJ and Devontae? Because this is not like, it's not like the Titans a few years ago when Derrick Henry was going crazy on everybody. And defenses were able to say, well, if we stop Derrick Henry, they don't have much else to beat us with. The Eagles do have other stuff they can beat you with.
And Hurts has shown that enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the Super Bowl,
I mean, exactly. They have weapons. You bring Goddard back. You have AJ. You have Devontae. Like, it's not like I don't think it's just so easy for other teams to.
You're going to have to be creative in the way that you attack the Eagles.
It's going
to
be hard.
Well, we also have a new coordinator. We don't really know what his philosophy is going to be, right? He's been here, and we kind of know him because we know his name, and Sirianni, but we don't really know how he wants to call a game. I mean, maybe he wants to run it a lot. Maybe he was their pass game coordinator. There's a chance they come out and throw it a lot. We shall see, but interesting that Brandon Graham said that, kind of sight unseen about next year's team. All right, Gary in Vineland is up talking about Dombrowski and the Phils. Hey, Gary.
Gary.
I'm a you. No apologies.
Come on, Gary. Why not?
Soft. Come on. How about, like, do something besides some trade that we're all shaking our head at the trade deadline, and then we'll talk.
Right, but that's...
Talking about the offseason.
We're talking about the offseason that happened already.
I don't want to say he got lucky, but he got lucky.
Did Howie get lucky with Zach Bond and Saquon Barkley?
Not with Barkley. He had a record, but he definitely did with Bond.
Okay.
You know, nobody knew that. He was a special teamer.
Sure, but I just feel like we don't... Like, it doesn't matter what the Phillies do sometimes. We won't give them credit. Like, they just got a pitcher that's one of the best in baseball, and we're like, he got lucky.
Yeah, they did get lucky with that one.
Or maybe that was a wise move.
I think you got lucky.
You know, so I don't agree with that. Like, at least in terms of Lizardo, he was with Miami. Like, we'd seen Lizardo a lot.
And
like, the Phillies are pretty intimately familiar with Lizardo.
He pitched against him in the playoffs,
Yeah, tidy back.
let's apologize to Trey first, and then we'll apologize to Dombrowski.
So what am I apologizing? What are we apologizing to Trey for, Gary?
He's taking pitches. He's getting on base.
So for the first time in 3 years, he's looking like the player they signed.
So for the first time in 3 years, we got some people in the offseason that look like they're panning out.
Well, that's not true. They've gotten players every offseason. Like every year they seem to add something right here. Apologizing to Trey Turner. You got to be kidding me. I mean, that's where I put my foot down. I mean, finally he's playing well.
Personal attack, you know that.
I know, but that you triggered me with it. It's a good job by you.
You got me. I served my purpose.
You did a good job. All right, Gary.
Gary said his work's done.
You got me. All right, Gary. Good. I like it. Gary, what do you got for us?
Can I ask you a question?
What you got, Gary?
So you said you're going to have some bananas because of the cramping.
Yes.
Now, will you be eating them with a fork and a knife, or can you eat a banana?
You know what's funny, Gary?
That's a good question.
When you asked that, I was saying, like, I don't eat banana. I eat bananas the same way I eat, what you call it? I'm not sticking a whole banana in my mouth. Break that thing off.
Why?
This is ridiculous.
You know who's not embarrassed?
Who?
Monkeys.
I ain't no monkey.
Everyone else isn't embarrassed,
man,
you.
I'm not doing that. I'm not sticking no whole banana in my mouth, man.
I don't know if monkeys are the good benchmark. Like, they do eat their own crap.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
They do. Because I did see a gorilla eat his crap and he'd throw it at somebody.
My point was, like, they're the animal that just eats it in nature. They don't think about this. Just, it's a food. The glizzy's a food.
I think about it.
They're not worried about what the kids are thinking.
No, because I've seen pictures of monkeys. They get it in, like, right when people sitting right there. They have no scruples. They go ham.
Gary, what do you think Hugh would not try?
I got the ultimate thing that Hugh would not try. Mm. Nathan's 4th of July hot dog eating challenge.
No, I'm not doing that.
That's a really good
one. With Joey Chestnut?
Shoving the glizzies in?
No, I'm not shoving the glizzies in my mouth.
How long do we think it would take Hugh to finish that? He's breaking them all up.
I would break them up.
Gary, that's a great phone call. You got me triggered on Trey for no reason, and you got Hugh on the banana
Chestnut would run laps around you.
No, I mean, I just don't, like hot dogs aren't every now and then I will partake. But they're not as appealing like a ballpark hot dog. Like when you go to the ballpark to get one, I eat one of those, but I'm breaking that thing up. I'm not eating it. Like they don't appeal to me like they once did.
The break it up.
See, here's the thing about the banana, okay? So with the glizzy, you can break it up because it's in a bun, right? It's not your hands aren't really going to get all dirty. Eat a banana. Are you going to use a fork and knife on a banana? Because a banana, if you touch
it. No, I'm going to break it up. I'm going to peel it. And like, I'll peel it to the top, and then I'll break off the top and eat that piece. And
but
then
your hands
peel it
get
down
all
a little
banana-y.
Bit. I ain't worried about that.
That's a little bit. That's too much.
Not worried about
you
that.
You got banana hands.
That's gross.
I'll take banana hands because I'll wash them. I'm going to wash them.
But you shouldn't need to wash your hands after just eating a banana.
I'm going to wash my hands after that. I'm not
that's how important it is to you to not be made fun of by the kids.
I'm not. Thinking a whole banana, my mother.
Well, no, hold on.
Ain't nobody calling me the Glizzy Gobbler either. Ain't nobody doing none of that.
The name of the podcast for this episode is going to be the Glizzy Gobbler.
Hugh Douglas, the Glizzy Gobbler.
I would have rode him until he told
definitely
me no.
Not the Glizzy Gobbler. Not doing it. Not doing it.
All right. After you call in, please call Hugh the Glizzy Gobbler.
That'll work. That'll fly.
Let's go to Jack in Norristown. What's up, Jack?
Hey, how we doing, guys?
What's going
good,
on?
Good, Jack.
Man?
What's up?
Well, about the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. They're playing good ball. We got the starting pitching's a strong point. No doubt about that. Starting pitching and defense can win.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Phillies are doing what the Yankees have been doing for 100 years. There's a lot of lousy teams in baseball. You beat up on the bad teams and you split with the good teams.
Tomato tan. Beat up the tomato tan.
Well, that works. I mean, that'll get you about 90 wins to get into the postseason.
At least.
Mm-hmm.
At least. We got two bad teams in the East alone. They should win 20, 22 games out of them 26.
I agree with you. Right? Yeah, absolutely.
Right. And the rest of the league, like I said, and starting pitching, and the defense, we ain't got the best defense, that's for sure.
Well, that's true. That's the one area of the team that's not very good.
And I'm with you. I'm not apologizing either.
You ain't got to, Jack. You ain't got to apologize to nobody.
I know you, and I want to tell you something else. You in this Google, they not only got carp, they got muskies, man.
Yeah,
you ever see them?
Mm-mm. They got muskies.
Oh, man. They're 3-4 foot long, and they got teeth on them that they could take a chunk out of you.
Yeah, see, these two cats right here that I'm sitting with, they just think the sharks are the ones that just to eat you. Like, other fish have teeth.
Oh, stop.
Like, you know, groupers have teeth.
You're afraid of grouper?
Goliath grouper? Have you seen a Goliath grouper?
I took out like three groupers when we were in Tampa.
They probably ate them. I mean, but a grouper, you know, you mess around and catch the wrong grouper, it could make for a bad day.
Yeah, most of the time we're winning over the groupers. Mm. The groupers on every menu we were in Clearwater. Mm. Were you on any menus? Muskie? Nope.
Ever seen muskie?
No.
I got a buddy that goes fishing, and when he told me there was muskies in the river, he's a big time fisherman. I said, "There ain't no muskies in the Schuylkill River." And he said, "All right." One day he comes knocking at my door. He got two of them, 3 foot long. And you see the teeth on them? Unbelievable.
All right, I'm looking this up now.
Yeah, I'm doing the same.
Yeah, I got to see what these are all about before I get in the water here.
I wouldn't go in the Schuylkill either, you.
Right, I'm not going. I don't think anyone should. Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. One thing, you're wrong about the bananas. You don't have to get your hands dirty. Pull the skin. The only time you cut up a banana is when you're putting it on cereal.
That's right. That's right. See, Jack gets it. Yeah, Jack gets it with the banana. All right, Jack, what do you got for us? Something you think Hugh would not do?
I don't think he would ride the roller coaster, the big roller coaster at Adventure Park.
You're right about that. I'm not.
Jack, that's a good one. Not a roller coaster guy, Hugh Douglas. All right, Jack, we appreciate it.
They say the Schuylkill River does have muskies.
Yeah, you worried?
It says robust fishing in the summertime.
That is a big fish. Whew. I'm not afraid of it, though. Are you afraid of it?
I don't want to be bitten by a fish
Joe. When's the last time you got on a roller coaster?
When's the last time I went on a roller coaster?
Yeah.
1989?
No way.
89?
No, I remember because it was at Cedar Point.
Oh, was it the dragster, the big one?
I forgot which one it was.
Like
but
the 400-something foot one?
That was the last time, and I got fooled to go on one because me and my wife went to Disney World.
What do you mean you got fooled?
Because I didn't know Magic Mountain was a roller coaster. And when I got off that roller coaster, I was mad at her. And she's like, what's wrong? And I was like, I had some cuss words. I cussed at her.
Tricked into going on.
Yeah, I was mad because I was like, it's a roller coaster. And I remember because, you know, on Magic Mountain, it's dark. And I'm ducking because I'm thinking I'm about to get somebody to hit me on the top of the head.
You think they would, like,
man, listen.
You think the theme park would allow you on a roller coaster?
Millions of people go on this all the time.
First of all, because as a bigger person, anybody that's a bigger person knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but you're short.
No, but I was big. And, like, when you get on the thing, like, my ass cheeks was all squeezed into this little ass seat. And the thing wouldn't come down all the way. And I was freaking out because it's like, you know, for the little people, like you and Kyle, it locks.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Oh, I know what I'm saying?
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you feel like you weren't secure.
I didn't feel
like you were going to fly out of the
thing. Because, you know, Kyle, when you put it down, it clicks, right?
Yeah.
It didn't click.
So you were afraid you were going to fly away.
So I'm like, why the hell? Like, and I'm screaming and yelling, like, why you ain't telling me? She's like, I thought you were doing
this. Wait, was this 89?
No,
they have the people coming around checking because they usually people go and check.
No, because you know when you're on it, it's like it didn't lock all the way. So I'm in there thinking, Lord, I'm about to die. I don't know what's about to happen, and I'm riding the roller coaster right, and I'm ducking the whole time because I'm thinking I can't see.
Yeah.
So I'm freaking out. So when I got off the roller coaster, I didn't say nothing to Simone. I was mad for a while, and she was like, "Boy, I cannot believe you're mad about it." I'm like, "Yeah, because you didn't like." I was like, I felt betrayed. You know, I was ready to get a divorce that day too.
Wow!
Like seriously,
wow.
I was hot.
That's strong.
You know the videos of the people on the big slingshot things,
yeah.
And they have the camera on you.
Yes, I want to see. I want to see the one.
Some people pass out. Yeah. Some people scream.
Are you talking about the rock? Okay, I know what you're talking about.
The slingshot ball. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Well, I've seen those videos, but it wasn't. It was. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Leave that here.
Yeah.
All right, let's leave that here.
Yes, so, yeah.
Okay, 215-592-9494. We'll check in with you people before we go for the weekend. Your calls, and speaking of WIP calls, we'll get to an all-time great Philly athlete story about an anonymous call to WIP. That's next, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, winning on the field starts with how you recover off the field. Got it right today, Joe. And nobody helps you bounce back like my team at Mattress Warehouse. Now during the Mattress Warehouse Memorial Day sale, you can save up to 70% warehouse-wide. Mattress Warehouse has mattresses for everybody and every budget. Like a queen mattress. Y'all ready for this? You can get a queen mattress from the Mattress Warehouse. Starting at $159.99. I'm here to tell y'all, folks, if you've been shopping for a mattress lately, hard to find a mattress for $200. Well, that's less than $200. It's like $160. My math is off. Y'all know I can't do math. Save up to $800 off an elite lineup like Tempur-Pedic,
Stearns & Foster, and the all-new Sealy Posturepedic. 0% financing available, and you'll always rest assured with the Mattress Warehouse 1-year price guarantee and 100% comfort guarantee. Do what I did, come in today and sleep better tonight during the Mattress Warehouse Memorial Day sale. Shop their entire selection and find a location nearest you at mattresswarehouse.com, mattresswarehouse.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.